James Earl Hockless, HOCKLESS, 2249. Today's 11/18. 76-year-old gentleman is being evaluated for end of life care because of his end stage senile degeneration of the brain. Period. New paragraph. Patient was in a nursing home where he left the nursing home. No one knew where he was. Subsequently, he was found living in the streets. And it's a miracle that he wasn't hurt and he wasn't killed, and he was referred to a group home. And for this reason, he's been evaluated today for end-of-life care, period. His medical problems include recent history of bronchitis, history of COPD, history of psychiatric disorder, seizure disorder, depression, associated with sundowner syndrome, period. His caretaker, Alicia, A-L-I-S-I-A, tells me that he's not eating. He's originally from Galveston. He's single. He has no children. He used to work for Union, used to work for a steel company, period. Mr. Hockless is blind due to a trauma, as he states, but I'm not sure how much of it is believable. He's ADL dependent. He wears a diaper when he wants to. Otherwise, he soils himself and around the house. He's ADL dependent. Somebody needs to show him how to take a shower and how to wash himself. He's got terrible teeth and needs to see a dentist and has a tooth abscess that needs to be addressed at this time. Surgery, no recent surgery. He's oriented to person, appears confused. Allergy, none. Hospitalization, no recent hospitalization. Immunization, no recent immunization. Family history, not much known about his family history. Medication, hydroxyzine, 50 milligram, 3 times a day. Haloperidol, 1 milligram at bedtime. Seroquel, 200 milligram a day. Benztropine, B-E-N-Z-T-R-O-P-I-N-E. 25 milligram BID, valporic acid, 250 TID, fluoxetine, 30 milligram a day. On examination, we find a confused 76-year-old man in no distress. He appears thin. He has difficulty ambulation. Somebody has to stand next to him. He smells of urine. His pants are soiled with urine. At this time, his blood pressure 137 over 87, pulses 79, O2 sat is 100%, and respiration is 20. Temperature 97.8. Heart pulses, phone pulses to lungs, bronchi, but shallow breath sounds. Abdomen soft but scaphoid. Once again, soiled with urine. His clothing are soiled with urine. Lower extremity, thin, very weak, difficulty with ambulation, neurological non-focal. 76-year-old gentleman with senile degeneration of the brain, was in a nursing home, left the nursing home on his own, ended up on the streets, now in a group home. He's in desperate need of hospice and palliative care. It's difficult for him to get to the doctor's office because of behavioral issue, most likely with history of schizophrenia and depression, anxiety, and seizure disorder, period. New paragraph, his blood pressure is stable at this time. His decreased mentation has caused him to be oriented to person only, ADL dependent, and bowel and bladder incontinent, period. New paragraph, he's been at the group home for 4 months. When he first presented, he was quite emaciated with weight loss of at least with a continuation of weight loss despite food being available of at least 4 to 5 pounds, most likely related to his senile degeneration of the brain, period. He needs antibiotic for his dental caries, a referral to a dentist's office if they're able to get him there, period. He also needs to continue with his medication. Pain does not appear to be an issue, but the hospice medical director may evaluate patients for better medication for sundowner syndrome and behavioral issue, period. Overall prognosis remains poor from what Alicia has told me in the past 6 months and what has happened to this man in the past year or so. Thank you.